All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 6A with Kelby Tomlinson, and nice to see you up here. You're very fast. I'm glad I caught up with you.
Great to be here.
All right, tell me a little bit about growing up around baseball for you, because I know when you got to the college ranks, or here and there, and Liberal Kansas, and Texas Tech, and finally, you know, coming up to professional baseball, but where did it all start?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I just loved playing the game. My mom said that, you know, before I was really walking, or when I just started walking, I had one of those little plastic bowling pins and a golf ball, and I would just hit it around, and I think for like my third or fourth birthday, I got a little plastic tee and a little plastic ball, and I just didn't really want to open the rest of the presents, just wanted to go out in the yard and keep hitting, and, you know, I played all sports growing up through my childhood, but, you know, baseball was always my favorite.
Well, you got a lot of speed, as I said before we started the interview. Matt Duffy told me about you. He said this guy can beat anybody in a race anytime. So when did you first realize that you had that kind of speed?
Well, you know, I was always a young one for my grade. So, you know, I developed a little bit later than everybody else. So generally, everybody was a little bit faster. And then until I got into high school, I started getting, you know, caught up to everybody. And then I think my senior year, I was really fast. And then I think my sophomore year of college, I kind of broke through and got fast again.
All right. Very good. What positions did you play as a kid?
I grew up actually playing first base a lot because, you know, when you're real young, you put best player at pitcher and first base, the two guys that can throw and catch. So, you know, I always played first base, loved first base until I started getting into like about middle school, and they were like, all right, you got to kind of move out of here. We got other guys that can catch. We need to use you in other places. So that's when I think middle school I switched over to second base and shortstop, kind of back and forth, and then eventually I got to just shortstop.
Mm. Isn't it funny how players develop? Really, every kid who listens to this in Little League or wherever is going to say, hey, I did that. So it's great. I love the story. But you grew up in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And what about baseball in Oklahoma? I mean, I know the Rangers aren't too far away. Houston's about there. Who did you follow? Who do you like?
Yeah, that's kind of funny. The Rangers are the closest team and the team that we always get broadcasted. But I was never really a diehard Rangers. I would kind of just maybe pick a few players or a team that I liked their style of play that was favorable for me, and I would kind of go for them for a little bit, and they'd lose some players and kind of play a different style of baseball, and I'd switch teams to another team that I liked. And so there'd always be every year two or three teams that I would try and follow and like, and never really had one team that I was just a diehard for.
All right, what players did you follow? Now, if I had to pick a team for you, I'd say he probably liked the Angels with Mike Socha, the way they ran and the way he pushed that National League baseball in the American League, but maybe you did. But who were the players you liked?
Omar Vizquel was definitely my favorite guy growing up. But, you know, Grady Sizemore at a point was really good. There was a couple years in there, and then he kind of didn't really perform at that same level, got injured or whatever. You know, anybody that was, you know, with speed and, you know, gap kind of power would be kind of, and just guys that played hard, you know, like a Craig Biggio type guy. Any guys that showed those kind of characteristics were my style of players.
Yeah, they grind it out. Kelby Tomlinson with the grind it out guys. That's Matt Duffy. I said, I bet your favorite player was David Eckstein. He said, how do you know? And I can see for you, you're a grind it out kind of guy. You got that nice flat swing, though. You have the swing that can hit the ball. Obviously, when you came up to the big leagues, we saw it. How'd you develop that swing?
You know, just through hours of practicing. You know, I just remember in high school, everybody would go to the football games, and me and one of my friends would go out to the baseball field and just hit, you know, as much as I could. And then in junior college, you know, I wasn't that highly recruited. Went to junior college, and, you know, we had cages that you could just push a button and the lights would come on. And so I'd always have, you know, a friend that we would go out there and hit forever. And so, you know, just through hours and hours of practicing, you know, just working through different things, making little adjustments, you know. I was kind of more coming down on it early in my minor league career, and I was arguing with one of my other teammates that kind of had a different philosophy, and then, you know, I was like, well, let's meet in the middle a little bit, and, you know, kind of took that into my approach this year, and it's been good.
Yeah, no, it's very good. It's very noticeable, too. I said on the show last week, I said Ken Joyce should be rejoicing. And you and Joe Panic and Matt Duffy and Mac Williamson, who'll be here someday as well. I love Ken Joyce. say. He knows the game, and but boy, he must be very happy to see you guys up here.
Yeah, I would imagine he, you know, coaches, I think, you know, that's what they live for, to see the players to go up and to have success, and so I'm sure he's enjoying it.
Yeah, was he a good coach for you? What did he tell you?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, I first came up to AA, and I was battling injuries and, you know, struggled a little bit my first year there, and then, you know, got to come back and spend a full season, and just I grew a lot that year, and just to, you know, he was part of it, you know, helped me with different things as we were going along. And then, you know, it's funny to see this last year I started back there, and, you know, he pretty much didn't say anything to me, just let me just, you know, keep playing how I was playing. But, you know, it's funny to see me go from struggling to figuring it out and to be part of that process to the point to where, you know, I didn't really need him anymore. You know, I bet it was exciting for him.
Yeah, that's double A ball. Boy, it is a jump from A ball. It really is, that Eastern League. They load them up with a lot of prospects. Kelby with us, Kelby Tomlinson. All right, Texas Tech, how'd things go there for you?
It was great. I really enjoyed my time there. You know, I was, you know, wasn't too highly sought after even coming from junior college, but there was a couple big schools, and my big thing was I wanted to go somewhere where I could play and play every day. And their shortstop they had the previous year was a senior and graduating, so I knew there would be a competition for the job, and that's where I wanted to go to. And you know, just enjoyed my time there. It's a great school, great program, great history, and you know, it was a lot of fun.
Did you know you were going to get drafted? And what about the Giants?
Well, I was hoping, you know, that's the goal, you know, going into it, and but you never really know what's going to happen and how it's all going to shake out, and you know, you never know what team or what's going to happen with that.
But did you think you'd be drafted?
Yeah, as it got closer, you know, there's kind of the expectations to be drafted as it got closer. But, you know, going into the fall of Texas Tech, you didn't know. But, you know, as you started playing more games and hearing things from scouts and getting to play every day, you know, you can kind of start putting it together from things that you hear. And so, yeah, we were hopeful and, you know, excited to be drafted by the Giants.
All right. And what position did you play at Texas Tech?
Shortstop. Every game. Every game is shortstop. So, you know, it was great.
Well, get to the big leagues. But you got a lot of gloves. Believe me, it's important to be able to do a lot of things in the big leagues. Kelby Tomlinson with us. All right, the speed. And again, Matt Duffy has raved about you. I haven't seen you steal a bag yet, but they put you in a situation where maybe you could steal a base. What about base stealing for you? What's the key, and how did it come about for you?
Well, it started, you know, I started getting faster, like I said, after my sophomore year of college. I felt like another big jump in my speed, and that summer I played college baseball, and I talked to the coach, and I said, I want to, you know, practice base stealing. And so I said, there will be times where it's not necessarily beneficial in the game or, you know, a typical time where you'd be wanting to steal, but I want to really work on it this summer, and that's, you know, one area where I want to really improve on. And I think I ended up stealing like 40 or something bags in a, you know, a short summer season. So that's when I really started to be able to use it to my strength. And then as I got into Texas Tech, it was a little bit more the coach kind of put on still, but I still got a few stolen bases there, and he was able to use it, but not just at my will like, yeah, I did that summer. So, and then into the minor leagues, I've been able to steal. I think I stole quite a bit when I was with Augusta. I hardly got on base, but when I did, I tried to steal. And then the next year, I was injured, so it was a little bit tougher. And then, you know, that last year in Richmond, I stole a lot, but I got on base a lot more, and so I was able to use it. And, you know, my big thing with it is I just want to use it to help the team score runs. You know, I'm not necessarily about numbers. Oh, I want to steal this many bases. I want to, you know, if the situation's right and it's going to help the team try to win, then that's what I want to try to do. And if it's, you know, risky or not going to help the team win here, you know, I'm not necessarily just going to do it just to do it. I want to be useful while doing it.
Yeah, you don't want anyone screaming at you either. I mean, if you do and you're not supposed to do it, I'll tell you that, you're in the big leagues. But do you steal off the pitcher or the catcher?
Mostly the pitcher. How the catcher can come into play is if, you know, he tips something or something, and he sets up early, and I can kind of see it's going to be an off-speed pitch or something. But generally, it's a time off a pitcher. Pitchers generally are the ones that will tip it away.
All right, great to see you. And the call up to the big leagues, I know your wife, father-in-law were at the game, and what a thrilling thing on TV. It was one of the great moments on TV when you got a hit. But how'd you get the call up?
I was just sitting in the hotel room, and I was actually on the phone with my wife whenever Bobby Evans called. I had to say, hey, I'm getting a call, and I was not going to really tell her who it was from, but she's like, from who? And I was like, well, Bobby. So I had to hang up and answer the call, and he just said, hey, we're going to need to get you to Atlanta as quick as we can. I said, sounds great. I'm ready whenever. And so I had to call back my wife and tell her the news, and she was excited.
Yeah, well, terrific. Great story. It's a great story, and we expect a lot of things out of you. And, you know, speed never goes on vacation, as they like to say. We do, but speed never goes on vacation. You're in the big league, so enjoying it? What do you think?
Yeah, it's been great. Awesome clubhouse, just, you know, very welcoming, and just kind of, you know, if I'm a little out of line, not necessarily out of line, but if I need to be somewhere at a certain time, they do a good job of making sure, because it's a new adjustment, new schedules, new everything, you know, kind of just like, hey, at this point, you know, you need to be here, you need to get in here early before the veterans or whatever. You know, they've done a good job of making sure I know where to go and where to be, and, you know, just welcoming me and, you know, being excited for me whenever I got to play. And you know, it's just been a really good time.
Yeah, it's good. And you wear glasses. Come on, Eric Sogard. You know, you're a guy with glasses. Now, you wear them all the time?
Yeah, sometimes in the off season I'll wear contacts. I just don't want to come in with contacts and then take out my contacts and, you know, just mess with that every morning and every day. So pretty much in season I wear them every day. And then through the off season there will be days where I won't never wear glasses. So I'll just wear my contacts all day.
You got sunglasses for day games?
Yeah, I have a pair of lenses. They just flip out. And so I have sunglasses, prescription sunglasses that I wear for day games.
Well, you have a nickname yet? The professor? We already have a professor, Ron Wotus. I have to give you a... Do you get a nickname yet?
I think Bum and Posey were calling me Dexter off the TV show. I guess somehow I got the personality. I think it's just because I'm, you know, kind of trying to be quiet and mind my own. And so, you know, I guess it reminds them of Dexter off the TV show. So they've been calling me Dex every now and then. So, yeah, it's been funny.
I like it. Very good. Very good. All right, Kelby, nice to have you on the show. Kelby Tomlinson, thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. More coming up in KBR 680, the sports leader.